Ahoy, mates. You've tuned into Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle. This is Gary Fretz, and I have my co-host here today, Stephen and Estelle Cocroft. You might be wondering why yachts make the best escape solution. Well, it's because you can find liveaboard yachts for $15,000, $15 million, and everywhere in between. They serve as your home, and they provide inexpensive transportation around the world. Yes, it's possible to sail around the world for next to nothing using wind power. And if you'd like to know how to do that, just stay tuned.
Today, we'll be revealing insider secrets to buying boats. These are valuable tips learned over 23 years of buying and selling boats for a profit. By following a few simple rules, you can save thousands of dollars if you buy and sell smartly. Gary, do you have some tips for our listeners that they can benefit from understanding these tips?
Yes. In 23 years of buying and selling boats, I noticed that there are certain great, valuable tips that can be used to save money, or if you're buying and selling boats for a living, it helps you make more money. And I would say that the biggest factor in saving money is to utilize seasonal price tendencies. It's possible to see very large swings in boat prices in just 6 months' time. I've seen incredible price changes from year to year, and I think understanding this factor alone can save you many thousands of dollars. Now, the price of yachts varies in a manner similar to that of commodities. For example, a heating oil is always more expensive in the winter when everybody wants it. And in the summer, you can't give it away. So there's always price swings, and yachts follow a similar trend. So consider this. Every year, we see the most buying when the European and North Americans are getting ready for the winter high season, and that's in Florida, the Bahamas, and the Caribbean. These types of boats would be sailing yachts, trawlers, cruisers, and sport fish type yachts. These buyers generally start shopping in late August, and this buying activity ends in December. So we normally see the lowest priced, best deals selling first in the summer. That's in June, July, and August. And the highest price, worst deals occur later on, like October, November, December. But this can vary by 1 or 2 months in a given year. Also, when the hurricanes are churning up the Atlantic Ocean in July through October, this helps weaken prices in all the Eastern Seaboard and Caribbean markets. So every year, we typically see the highest prices for a given model in December or maybe January. And I'm absolutely amazed at the number of people who fail to plan ahead and end up paying 15 to 35% more at the last minute. In fact, I used to make a living doing this. We'd buy boats in the summer, hold them for 3 or 4 months, and resell the exact same boats and make 15 to 35%, just playing this one tip. Now, in other markets, like in the Great Lakes, the northern United States, Pacific Northwest, the peak buying season is in the spring. So it's actually the opposite of the Caribbean and Florida. So when fall arrives, there's not much buying in those areas. So you may want to be buying up in that area in the fall. That is when nobody else is buying up there. So you need to know what the peak buying season is for your type of boat, and then consider buying when demand is lowest.
So it's all about doing the homework and deciding when is the best time for you. Thank you, Gary. Stephen, do you have anything to add to this?
There is a related factor which we call flooding the market factor. Most Caribbean charter yachts finish their programs and are phased out around May of each year. And are put up for sale at that time. Sometimes the phase-outs go through the hurricane season, but essentially these boats every year are phased out. Once you have this huge phase-out taking place, the market is flooded with a lot of charter boats that are very similar, in fact, most times identical. So you have a lot of boats all competing for the same buyers. And, of course, when you have a surplus, this drives the price down. So it's always good to look at when the markets are flooded to try and figure out when you would be able to have the best or the lowest possible offer accepted. These yachts are mainly berthed in the summer hurricane zone, and many owners are underinsured or concerned about paying hurricane preparation and dread owning a boat during this period. There's a lot of exposure when you're owning a boat in a hurricane belt because obviously you're paying high insurance premiums, and also you're faced with having to do hurricane preparation when and if a hurricane comes along. Other owners like travel agencies and Europeans who are not emotionally attached to their yachts, like most individuals, start blowing the boats out at relatively cheap prices immediately after the income stops around May. Prices usually hit bottom around July of each year. As Gary said, there are speculators who buy yachts in the summer and hold them until later in the year. So you have to watch for these guys because obviously they're trying to get it at a low price and sell it at a higher price later. But there definitely are deals when the market is flooded.
Excellent, guys. So far we've explored seasonal price tendencies and what was the other one, Stephen? Flooding the markets. So in a few moments, we will discuss some more tips.
And we're also going to give you a fantastic tool that the speculators use and smart buyers and sellers use. It's a private database which has all the recorded yacht sales since 1998. So there are hundreds of thousands of yacht sales recorded here, and each entry shows the boat specs and photos. It also gives the original listing price and the date listed. It'll reveal the actual selling price and the date sold. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we get back from our short break. You're listening to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle, only on the Overseas Radio Network.